29. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 29. I have here a little train built out of Lego to do an illustration here. If you see things that are placed in an order and made in an orderly fashion, you know that order is what has produced this train, okay? We know that there's little instruction manuals, correct, that we can look at, and these instruction manuals help us create things that have structure and order. How long would it take me to build a train if I just did this? Would I ever have a train? Why don't I have a train if I just go like this? There's no order. There's no structure. There's no putting it together. There's not a manual. Not Emmanuel, but a manual telling me how to put something together. Somebody understand what I'm saying here? So many times we go to biblical principles and we think they fit together like this. I have faith in faith. I pray really hard and that's why I have faith. No structure, all based on feelings. No manual to show us what faith looks like. Now, as I look at Hebrews chapter 11, we see a manual given to the structure of our faith. We see it in Abel. How did we see the structure in Abel? God said to sacrifice. He told them where to sacrifice and what to sacrifice. And what did Abel do? He followed the instruction book. All right? We see that in Noah. Noah was told to build an ark and how to build an ark. He didn't go down and just pray and have faith and do what he could and do all of these things. What did he do? He obeyed the instructions that God gave him and he built an ark. So many times we look at the patriarchs of the faith. Although they didn't receive the promised land in sight, they had faith. Why? Because they received a word of God and they followed the word of God, and something beautiful and something structured and something orderly was performed because they obeyed the word of God. We look at Joseph. We look at Moses. How did they show their faith? God told them something. They believed it and they followed the instructions that God told them, and they created something that was orderly, something that was put together in the right way. If we're saying we're people of faith, but we're not following the word that tells us how to be a people of faith, we're just doing this. We're not creating anything. We're not following what has been outlined to us. As we go through established with the teens, we are starting to see the character of God. And we went through creation yesterday, and we saw that God through creation was trying to show us some of his character. He was trying to show us a character of order. He created everything in an order by speaking it into existence. His character is orderly. His character is consistent. How do we know our calendars are correct? Because we have a lunar cycle and we have a yearly cycle, correct? That we see that God created for times and seasons. And we also see that God was purposeful in his creation. Why? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the earth shows his handiwork. What is this showing? It's showing that through creation, there's a character that's being expressed to us. In the same way, through faith, there's a character that we're learning about God and his consistency, about God and his love for us, about God bringing us through trials and tribulations for a purpose of glorifying him. Faith is not connected to chaos. This is chaos. This is order and structure. So as I go through this, we're looking at the order and structure of faith as explained through the patriarchs. We're looking at how it's structured and ordered. In verse number 29 of Hebrews chapter 11, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for how your word teaches us and how we can structure our life according to your manual. God, how the Holy Spirit leads us in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. There's one more point I'd like to make before I go on about this. If I gave this instruction book to Vivian, would she be able to create this? No, why? Because she's a baby and she can't read. Do you know that the Holy Spirit, that Christ has given us the Holy Spirit to interpret his instruction book for us? To lead us in it? Without the Holy Spirit, we have no hope. I want to make that point too. Because it's not all about our intellect. It's not all about our wisdom. It's God uniquely combining with us, unifying with us, being one with us through his Son, Jesus Christ, to teach us his instructions. All right? So let's go to Exodus chapter number 15. This gives us the poem, and it shows so many details of what Moses' faith looked like. It gives us an instruction of what Moses' faith looked like. So we know, first of all, there's this prelude. There's this prelude in verse number 1 that we talked about last week of the triumph of Jehovah. We saw through the prelude that Moses was calling praise to the Lord. And then secondly, last week we saw why Moses was calling praises to the Lord and rejoicing in him. We saw the reason why he was rejoicing in God is God is glorious in his power, but because of his character of eternality. God is glorious in his power, secondly, because of his character of self-sufficiency and self-existence. And God is glorious in his power, thirdly, because he is supreme spirit that is everywhere present, seeing all things. The second thing that we saw is the triumph of Jehovah because of who he is in stanza 1, verses 2 and 3. So let's read those together. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Now remember, we're building a structure of biblical understanding of what faith is. All right? So imagine this train represents our faith. What's the biblical instructions for building our faith? Well, first, God's characteristics are shown in a threefold way. His strength, his song, and his salvation. His strength, he is our song, and he is our salvation. What does this mean? Well, let's go to Psalms chapter number 18. Psalms chapter number 18 and study this out. Let's let the instruction book of the Bible determine what faith is, not our feelings. Psalms chapter 18. Psalms chapter number 18, verses 1 and 2. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. So we're seeing six specific characteristics here in Psalms chapter 18 of what faith in God's character looks like. First, God is our strength because He is our security. The Lord is my rock. A cleft of protection. A rock of defense. A rock that is something that stands in the midst of the storm. Remember in Matthew chapter 7, we read about God's word being like a what? Being like a rock. And when you build your life on the word of God and you put your structure of faith on the word of God and on what He says, when the storms of life come, what happens to the house you've built on that rock? It stands. When you build your life on sand and you build your life on your own thoughts and what you think, what happens when the storm comes? Your life falls, right? So faith is building and putting your strength in the Word of God, in the character of God, and begging and throughout all of life and throughout all eternity, knowing why God is worthy of putting your faith in and trusting in your God when it comes to faith. So the first characteristic of our faith in God's strength is because He is our security. The Lord is my rock. Secondly, God is our strength because He's our stronghold. He's our fortress. In nature, eagles have their safe havens, inaccessible nests, a stronghold. The Lord Himself is the greatest stronghold. So what does faith look like? Well, faith looks like our security being in God. It looks like our stronghold, our fortress, our defense being in God. When you're stressed, when you're scared, when you're depressed, when you're lonely, what do you run to for comfort? Entertainment? Do you run to man's wisdom or do you run to your fortress? Do you run to your stronghold? Do you let the Word of God develop that inner man through the power of the Holy Spirit? When you're discouraged and you run to your feelings, that's what it's like. No order, no godly representation of what faith is supposed to be. Just feelings. Now, we are creatures that are made of feelings. So I'm not saying that God doesn't work through His Spirit through how we feel at times. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that's not our security. That's not our stronghold. Our fortress is the Word of God. When everything is crashing around us and the storms look so great, what happens? We run to our security if we're people of faith. Taking our mind and we're disciplining it through the power of the Holy Spirit to place our mind on the person of God. Guess what happens to His character? It starts to shine forth. And we start to get excited. And we start to realize the God in whom we serve. And it causes us to take steps of faith. It causes us to take action on the strength of our faith because we have confidence in whom we've placed our faith in. There's things I don't like to do in preaching. One of these things is I don't like using this stuff. It's not my thing. But as God leads me to use it, I'm going to use it, whether I like it or not, whether you like it or not. Why? Because I'm stepping out in faith. So as we look at this, what area of your life are you afraid to take a step out in? And I'm not saying be... See, again. Taking a step out in faith according to the instruction book. Okay? God's not asking you to spend $1 million if you don't have it. He's not. Personally. God will supply what He wants you to do. God will give you the strength to do what He wants you to do. Okay? And He's probably not leading you to have faith to buy those shoes you just have to have, but you don't have the money. Work hard and get the shoes if you want them. But faith is something that's so important to us as Christians. It allows us to put our confidence and shine a light on God's character. So the first reason for confidence, because of who He called upon. The second reason for confidence is of God being His strength is because of the focus on God's character. And the third reason for confidence is because it's where He put His confidence. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. See, true faith, it takes all hands off of its life and places its life, the Christian's life, into the complete control of God. How many of you have your parents tell you to do something or try to, and you're just scared? There's something I do with Vivian. I don't know. When I put her on my little countertop sometimes, I'll put her on there and I'll say, jump to daddy. And she jumps to daddy and I catch her. While she is in the middle of the air, you know who she's putting complete trust and faith in? Her daddy to catch her. Right? Yeah. In the middle of a decision, when everything is... I'll give you a better example that's biblical. God told Peter to come out of the boat, did He not? And in that second that Peter stepped out of the boat, who did he have to put complete confidence in? God, Jesus Christ. He had to put complete confidence in Him. And when the storm got too hard and he stopped placing his confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, what happened? He sunk. See, we start out putting our confidence in Christ, but then we try to dictate the terms of what... In the middle of the air, Vivian has lost dictation of what's going to happen to her body. In the middle of those stepping out of the boat, when he put his feet upon the water, Peter did, and he started to walk across, he lost all control of what was going to happen in that situation. And if he would have just kept his eyes and confidence in the Lord, he would have been able to complete something worthy of praise. Because it would have been God and not him. Is the Lord your confidence in the middle of you stepping out in faith? Or you look around and you look at the situation and you say, how is this ever? Us as pastors, we experience that. We are so confident that we're supposed to make a move in this direction. And then we start to make the move and it's just like, it's not going the way I thought to. It's not going the way I wanted it to go. We start looking at the situations and start getting nervous. And instead of putting our focus and our confidence completely in God, we start to try to control situations. And what happens? I'm preaching at myself. I'm not preaching at anybody else here. All right? What happens? It falls apart. And then we say, oh, that was a bad decision. No, what was bad? If you took the time to pray about it, if you took the time to search the scriptures, if you were getting direction from the Holy Spirit about it and there was nothing wrong, it was totally in line with the scriptures, and it falls apart, the problem might not have been the direction you were going. The problem might have been what you were focused on. We've got to learn how to put our total confidence in God. That's what faith looks like. Is it scary to be a pastor in this day and age? Is it scary to be a parent in this day and age? Everything around us is trying to destroy everything.